we have the introduction to the theme, and today we are thinking a little bit about the perspective of our lives. And it's an interesting thing, because we all have a certain perspective of life, on life, and it depends a little bit on our nature, what kind of perspective we have, don't you think? And so, in what you call in English, you have people who have always think the glass is half empty, or who always think that the glass is half full. And, you know, I won't ask who is in which camp. I'm sure we will work that out among ourselves in the future. But, your perspective on life has an influence on how you see life. And so if we can have the first picture on it, some people think that they are, the world is their oyster almost. And I just brought a few pictures for you today to just show you how the different perspectives can look, but also to show you that that can just sometimes be a what they call forced perspective. And of course, that's all very much fun these days to do. I recently went to Paris with a couple of friends, and it is great fun to do these kind of things and to just Eiffel Tower between your two fingers and think that you are the greatest giant in the world. It's great fun. Or perhaps to think that you own the sun. And you can just take it wherever you want to go with you. I reckon this is someone who thinks the glass is totally full and the world is his. But of course, there are also other perspectives. And I think this could be either way. It depends on which side of the picture you're on. I'm not really sure who I would like to be in this picture, but sometimes, of course, it can look as if life crushes you between its teeth or underfoot. And that is a heavy feeling. And it can be, it can leave you quite powerless. Or perhaps you are one of the people who has that big a foot and can crush people underfoot. But as we were saying, you know, these perspectives are forced, and the picture you see now is made by one of these street artists who are so incredibly clever. They actually draw this on the street, and I believe the picture only works from one way. If you come from the other way, it doesn't quite work, I believe. But you can actually think that you would fall into a big, great ravine or hole if you don't go over the little wooden, whatever you call it. But of course, that's not true, because the whole picture is just drawn on the street. So you can go anywhere, and you would not fall into a big hole at all. And this is where our perspective on life can sometimes be a little bit out of sync with the reality. But it can leave us, even if it is out of sync, it can actually leave us as if the next event, the next drip of water, is going to crush us and is going to destroy us. Now, we are going to link this later on in the sermon to a slightly different way of looking at life and a slightly different way of what can be done against it, if you like. So, but please keep these pictures in mind and see if we can link them up later on to the rest of the reading and the rest of the sermon.